Daniel, Greek, chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits, and its width 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the local governors, the deputies, and the governors, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces, to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the local governors, the deputies, and the governors, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces, were gathered together to the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then the herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, peoples, nations, and languages, that whenever you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipe, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. Whoever doesn't fall down and worship shall be cast into the middle of a burning fiery furnace the same hour." Therefore at that time, when all the peoples heard the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipe, and all kinds of music, all the peoples, the nations, and the languages, fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Therefore at that time certain Chaldeans came near, and brought accusation against the Jews. They answered Nebuchadnezzar the king, "O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that every man who hears the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipe, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image, and whoever doesn't fall down and worship shall be cast into the middle of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have appointed over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not respected you. They don't serve your gods, and don't worship the golden image which you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar in rage and fury commanded that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be brought. Then these men were brought before the king. Nebuchadnezzar answered them, "Is it on purpose, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you don't serve my God, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if you are ready whenever you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipe, and all kinds of music to fall down and worship the image which I have made, good, but if you don't worship, you shall be cast the same hour into the middle of a burning fiery furnace. Who is that God who will deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered the king, "Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If it happens, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image which you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the form of his appearance was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke, and commanded that they should heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. He commanded certain mighty men who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their pants, their tunics, and their mantles, and their other clothes, and were cast into the middle of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the middle of the burning fiery furnace. They walked in the midst of the fire, praising God, and blessing the Lord. Then Azarias stood, and prayed like this. Opening his mouth in the midst of the fire he said, "Blessed are you, O Lord, you God of our fathers. Your name is worthy to be praised and glorified forevermore, for you are righteous in all the things that you have done. Yes, all your works are true. Your ways are right, and all your judgments are truth. In all the things that you have brought upon us, and upon the holy city of our fathers, Jerusalem, you have executed true judgments. For according to truth and justice you have brought all these things upon us because of our sins. For we have sinned and committed iniquity in departing from you. In all things we have trespassed, and not obeyed your commandments or kept them. We haven't done as you have commanded us, that it might go well with us. Therefore all that you have brought upon us, and everything that you have done to us, you have done in true judgment. You delivered us into the hands of lawless enemies, most hateful rebels, and to an unjust king who is the most wicked in all the world. And now we can't open our mouth. Shame and reproach have come on your servants and those who worship you. Don't utterly deliver us up, for your name's sake. Don't annul your covenant. Don't cause your mercy to depart from us, for the sake of Abraham who is loved by you, and for the sake of Isaac your servant, and Israel your holy one, to whom you promised that you would multiply their offspring as the stars of the sky, and as the sand that is on the seashore. For we, O Lord, have become less than any nation, and are kept under this day in all the world because of our sins. There isn't at this time prince, or prophet, or leader, or burnt offering, or sacrifice, or oblation, or incense, or place to offer before you, and to find mercy. Nevertheless, in a contrite heart and a humble spirit let us be accepted, like the burnt offerings of rams and bullocks, and like 10,000s of fat lambs. So let our sacrifice be in your sight this day, that we may wholly go after you, for they shall not be ashamed who put their trust in you. And now we follow you with all our heart. We fear you, and seek your face. Put us not to shame, but deal with us after your kindness, and according to the multitude of your mercy. Deliver us also according to your marvelous works, and give glory to your name, O Lord. Let all those who harm your servants be confounded. Let them be ashamed of all their power and might, and let their strength be broken. Let them know that you are the Lord, the only God, and glorious over the whole world. The king's servants who put them in didn't stop making the furnace hot with naphtha, pitch, tinder, and small wood, so that the flame streamed out 49 cubits above the furnace. It spread and burnt those Chaldeans whom it found around the furnace. But the angel of the Lord came down into the furnace together with Azarias and his fellows, and he struck the flame of the fire out of the furnace, and made the midst of the furnace as it had been a moist whistling wind, so that the fire didn't touch them at all. It neither hurt nor troubled them. Then the three, as out of one mouth, praised, glorified, and blessed God in the furnace, saying, Blessed are you, O Lord, you God of our fathers, to be praised and exalted above all forever. Blessed is your glorious and holy name, to be praised and exalted above all forever. Blessed are you in the temple of your holy glory, to be praised and glorified above all forever. Blessed are you who see the depths and sit upon the cherubim, to be praised and exalted above all forever. Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom, to be praised and extolled above all forever. Blessed are you in the firmament of heaven, to be praised and glorified forever. O all you works of the Lord, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O you heavens, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O you angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O all you waters that are above the sky, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O all you powers of the Lord, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O you sun and moon, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O you stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O every shower and dew, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O all you winds, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O you fire and heat, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O you dews and storms of snow, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O you nights and days, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O you light and darkness, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O you cold and heat, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O you frost and snow, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O you lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O let the earth bless the Lord. Let it praise and exalt him above all forever. O you mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O all you things that grow on the earth, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O sea and rivers, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O you springs, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O you whales and all that move in the waters, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O all you fowls of the air, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O all you beasts and cattle, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O you children of men, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O let Israel bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O you priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O you servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O you spirits and souls of the righteous, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O you who are holy and humble of heart, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. O Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever, for he has rescued us from Hades, and saved us from the hand of death. He has delivered us out of the midst of the furnace and burning flame. He has delivered us out of the midst of the fire. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy is forever. O all you who worship the Lord, bless the God of gods, praise him, and give him thanks, for his mercy is forever. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste. He spoke and said to his counselors, "Didn't we cast three men bound into the middle of the fire?" They answered the king, "True, O king." He answered, "Look, I see four men loose, walking in the middle of the fire, and they are unharmed. The appearance of the fourth is like a son of the gods." Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace. He spoke and said, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come out, and come here." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the middle of the fire. The local governors, the deputies, and the governors, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, that the fire had no power on their bodies. The hair of their head wasn't singed. The pants weren't changed, the smell of fire wasn't even on them. Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him, and have changed the king's word, and have yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god, except their own God. Therefore I make a decree, that every people, nation, and language, which speak anything evil against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God who is able to deliver like this." Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon.